J.R.
Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
That song by Sean Kingston is this week's number one Billboard single.
Suicidal when you say it's.
But you won't hear that part on MTV or many radio stations. They're playing an edited version that doesn't include the suicide line. All this has musician and day-to-day contributor David Waz feeling a little incredulous.
Kingston's song, a reggae-inflected Under the Boardwalk ripoff, is about as threatening as a Pat Boone single from the 1950s, and its sing-song refrain makes suicide sound as dark and foreboding as having a burger and a milkshake.
You have me suicidal.
Even though teen suicide rates have been on the uptick in recent years, the factors that contribute to that phenomenon should have us looking at our families and our schools, not at the pop charts, which have long dealt in the downside of alienation and romantic obsession.
This is the end.
As French playwright Jean Genet said, sex and death are the only two subjects worthy of a serious writer's attention. Ask Ozzy Osbourne, whose suicide solution reads like an endorsement, if not an owner's manual, for nihilistic behavior.
Wine is fine, but whiskey's worker. Suicide is nowhere
The tradition is one of long standing. Before there was pop music, European adolescents were reading Goethe's novella The Sorrows of Young Werther, published in 1774, and emulating the tragic behavior of its hero, leading to an estimated 2,000 copycat suicides across Europe. Goethe was only 24 at the time. From here, he looks like the Kurt Cobain of the Sturm und Drang era. Cobain, who did apparently commit suicide, never endorsed it in song per se, but his tormented soul was ever on display in songs like Heart-Shaped Box.
She has me like a posse.
Songs referring to suicide directly have wafted through the headlines frequently in the last decade, especially in the wake of what seemed to be related deaths. In the spring of 2000, a year after the Columbine High School killings, another student there, Greg Barnes, took his own life while listening to Blink-182's Adam song. Ironically, the protagonist of that punk dirge decides against suicide.
I'm too depressed to go on. You'll be sorry when I'm gone.
Unfortunately, irony and subtext are rarely taken into account when analyzing rock lyrics, a point made by English professor Kevin Detmar, who said that songs can always be appropriated for inappropriate ends by despondent teens and media pundits alike. For an out-and-out, moment-to-moment homage to the drama of self-murder, the song Suicidal Thoughts by the late rap artist Notorious B.I.G. is punctuated by a gunshot and a failing heartbeat. Talk about keeping it real.
David Waz, half of the musical duo Waz Not Waz.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind, you are figure decline, oh Lord.